Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Marere, good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon, how are you, my sir?
Very well, thank you. Are you well? Has your day been good?
I am well. I was waiting for you.
Yes, man. No, we've been trying to get through, and finally we were able to get through. Thank you so much for taking our call. Now, we're talking about the new earth. And, you know, Christ says, Behold, I am making everything new. And then he says, write down these words. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. That's coming from Revelation 21, yes. Verse 5. I think you quoted the Revelation 21 yesterday. Now, we're concluding our discussion today, and we really want to leave our listeners with a fairly good picture of what's going to be happening there. What will the new earth be like?
Okay. Let me open from the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 26. The Apostle Paul says, if we only believe in Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if we only believe in Christ only for the benefit of this world, we are so pathetic than any other person. In other words, we are saying the belief system of a new earth, of everything made anew, is the motivating factor. For example, someone at a university, they will be expecting one of these days to graduate.
Yeah.
So to a student, graduation is a motivating factor, something that gives them energy.
Yeah.
So the new earth is the reason for our living, is the reason for our believing, is the reason for us to have to sacrifice everything. So everyone's desire, remember, we have been created with an inner desire to live forever.
Yes, that's true.
Fine, troubles and trials can cause us to hate life, but everyone have an instinct, a desire to live. And this desire is going to be fulfilled in the new earth.
Yeah.
Because in this present life,
yes, Pastor? Ooh. Pastor, can you hear me? Yes, Pastor, can you hear me now?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Lovely.
I was saying, in this life,
yes,
we have got some limitations in planning in everything. But true. In the new earth.
Yes, in the new earth, Pastor? Hello, Pastor? Oh, Pastor, can you hear me? Yes.
Hello?
You are saying in the new earth?
In the new earth, we are going to live forever.
I think this line is actually giving us some trouble there with the pastor. Pastor, can you hear me? Right, I think we are going to perhaps just have to reconnect with the pastor. Pastor, can you hear me now? You're saying in the new earth, we're going to be living
forever. There was some network disturbance, my apology. Okay. So, this belief of believing in a new earth, it's something that we need to put all our efforts. In other words, this 7 or 8 years that we are living on this planet, that are according to statistics lifespan, is for us to prepare to enter into that new earth. So it motivates us. It gives us energy. It gives us purpose of our belief. Yes, are we together?
Yes, it gives us the purpose for our belief.
Yes.
Mm. Now, the concept of the new earth, why does it hold such a special place in the beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church particularly?
Okay. It holds a special place in the sense that, number one, that's where our name comes from. Adventist. An Adventist is someone who is waiting for the advent of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Number two is the whole purpose of the whole Bible. The whole narrative, the historic, the prophecy, and everything is pointing to the new earth.
Okay.
So without the new earth, there is no salvation. Without the new earth, the value of the death of Christ cannot be fully realized without the new earth. Because he died so that those who are going to be saved are going to live in the new earth. So the citizens of the new earth are the recipients and the beneficiaries of the cross of Calvary.
Yeah. Now
It's more like you have harvested something. You need a safe place for storage. So harvested the saints on the cross of Calvary. He is going to store them. These are now my own words. In the new earth. That's where they are going to be preserved, to be staying there. Yeah. And he, God himself, will be interacting with them.
Yeah. Now, how does the understanding, of the new earth inform our faith in the here and now? Yes, we're looking forward to that day where we shall be in the new earth, etc. But our faith in the here and now, how does it inform our faith in the here and now?
Okay. Number one, it gives hope to our faith. Because it's a specific goal. It's not something random or hazy that we are saying we are only believing and it ends like that. But it gives us a purpose for our faith. Why am I believing? I am believing so that when Christ is going to come, the second coming, he is going to take me. So after he takes me, what? We are going to live in the new earth. Why the new earth? In the new earth, there is no cry, there is no tears, there is no suffering, there is no death. And that is the desire of all humanity.
And this desire still makes us to look forward to that new earth. But does it really help us to live this life as we live it today? Are we going to be so heavenly minded that we are utterly useless?
In today's life, if something caused me to cry, but the comforting words is, the Bible says, if I cry today, there is a day in the future where there will be no more cry. I may lose my loved one today. Yes, I'm crying, I'm grieving, I'm in a bereavement process. But there is hope that I will be living in an earth where there is no death. So this belief, it gives me hope and encouragement today and patience to endure trial.
So that,
are you getting it?
So it gives you patience to endure trial because of the forward look of the new earth.
Yes.
Ah, now I get it. All right. Beautiful stuff. Now, Pastor, we've spent quite a number of days with you talking about this new earth. Perhaps there are some things that you want to emphasize, that you want to impress upon us as the listeners. Please, I'm allowing you a few moments to do that.
Okay. What I want to say, our economies in this world, we are crying, we are depressed in this world, but there is hope.
Yep.
In our cries, in our depression, let's hold to Christ. One of these days, the Bible says he's going to wipe our tears and give us eternal joy.
Beautiful stuff. Indeed, he will wipe our tears and give us eternal joy. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a fantastic one. Absolutely enjoyed the conversation. Blessings to you and have a blessed Sabbath.
Thank you so much.
Blessings. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.